Yes, my name is Kevin Heston, Kings Chapel Road, and good evening. I'm here again today to inform the board that I have received yet another form of intimidation, directly influenced by the misconduct of one of your board members. I remind you that one of your board members posted pictures of minor children on social media in a very negative manner. You may ask why I bring this to the board week after week, and the answer is that if the integrity of the board is in question, then we need a change. Intimidating an individual for speaking concerns in this public meeting is just as disrespectful as the snickers we had to endure the first time we came here and voiced our concerns. Thank you.
Do you want to remind him or shall I?
Don Pickett, 4969 Hopkinsville Road. You know, when I was a kid and adults said, you know, we're going to call your parents, that meant business, and that meant something was going to be done. I was denied that on March 22nd when Charlene bypassed parents and went straight to cops. And it didn't become an issue for me until I was shamed on Facebook.
Yes.
And that's when I became involved because I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't have the opportunity to defend myself or my child. I was denied that. And that's why you keep seeing us week after week. Because we've asked for Charlene to resign, and we've asked for you guys to remove or vote for removal. And I understand that your hands are tied. But if she treated us that way, and she's supposed to be an advocate for us, parents of students, what else is she doing? What other indiscretions is she making and decisions on the board is my question. And week after week, if we are not, I guess, seeing something being worked on or some kind of solution, then we're going to keep coming back. This is something that we feel strongly enough about that we really need our voices to be heard. And not only because of Facebook, speaking of Facebook, let's talk about the homeschooling issue that was brought up. One parent said that the bullying was so bad that they asked for recommendations for homeschooling. And 80 other mothers and fathers commented. They were taking their children out of this school. You are losing funding because of bullying. And yet you're doing nothing about the bullying that happened on Facebook by your board member. So this should be handled at a local level and not a state level, in my opinion. And if it's not going to happen, then we need to change laws. There needs to be something in place that says you cannot violate the code of ethics and remain in office. You cannot. It is just not morally right. Thank you.
Mr. Lackey has made it clear to you all. I think the first time. Pardon?
Is she supposed to respond to our comments?
I can. I have that right as a board member.
Oh, we know that.
I thought if she responded in the meeting, it was a problem.
Is there a problem?
No, you're free to respond.
Free to respond. That's what I thought.
If you wish.
I do wish. The first time the media incorrectly reported that the board had the ability to vote me off. That's incorrect information. That was incorrect. Mr. Lackey informed Mr. Heston?
Well, we talked to Mr.
Okay. The proper way.
Talk here.
Okay. The proper way to remove a board member. The board cannot do anything, and Mr. Booth cannot do anything. If you feel that my behavior is that egregious, you have two channels. You can go to the Attorney General, or you can go through the Board of Ethics.
Thank you for that information.
Now, I have sent you a letter asking for legal, and I have legal documentation that I feel that I'm being harassed. This is not board business. This has nothing to do with the school board running.
The integrity of the board is in question. That's board business.
You have my letter, and I will be seeking legal action accordingly.
We seek some kind of change here at Board of
Well, and we've given you the proper channels to do it. And
this
it's not
public
here.
Speaking. We can speak here, right?
You can speak.
Mm-hmm. We can speak here?
This is the public participation
well, okay.
part.
So we're not told we can't speak our mind in questioning the integrity of the board, correct?
You have the opportunity.
No, you can speak. We're not going to censor any kind of speech.
15 minutes at every board meeting is public comment.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Why haven't you given anybody an apology for what you did to our children?
This was about a grandmother and a grandchild on a playground. You weren't there, and you weren't there either. You were not there. He was not there when the activities happened. He walked across. I saw it. I was there. The children were asked nicely, and they're not bad kids. They were doing unruly things, and they were asked twice, calmly, watch out for the littles. The oldest child there was 5 years old, and they were playing on the playground. These kids came up.
We're talking about the social media post you posted.
Oh,
children's photos.
You
without
took
our consent
on social media.
With negative people
our
speaking
students.
And kept it on for 4.5 hours. That's what we want an apology for.
My personal media has nothing to do with this
over.
Board. No,
the
it's
law
not.
Said it's
That's
over.
It's
like we did nothing wrong. We have asked for an apology for your social media post bullying children. Posting minors on social media as a school board member with a negative comment, keeping it on for 4.5 hours with people speaking.
I have no control over the negative comments that people
you
put on my personal.
You liked, hearted, and shared. Had
that
people
I have,
sharing them.
You
did.
I had
yes,
no.
You did.
I had no
you,
control
yes,
over them
did.
Sharing them. No, I did not. But I'm going. You can. You will handle this legally. We'll handle this legally. I've made legal overtures, and you can too.
Thank you guys for your time.